Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg today at 9 o'clock this morning, right after JM&M continues in the segment we call Israel at 75, to examine the current war and explain what a ceasefire is. He'll do that starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We get an opportunity, however, this morning to speak with him on JM and the AM because of an effort being made by our friends at the Yeshiva of Flatbush. Pretty amazing, frankly. I don't know of any other Yeshiva League school, the group that I call the Yeshiva League. I don't know of any other Yeshiva League school that already has on the calendar a planned mission to Israel. We're encouraging schools and shuls and organizations to join the efforts, not to join this trip, but meaning to join the effort to arrange solidarity missions following the lead of Yeshiva Flatbush. Rabbi Dr. David Hertzberg, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum, and good morning to you as well.
And I should note that Steve Adelsberg, who of course has an amazing history with your institution, Yeshiva Flatbush, is also scheduled to join us. We'll see if he will, in fact, be able to make it during this phone call and toss in a few comments about this incredible effort by the Yeshiva of Flatbush. So it's interesting what you told me off the air. Off the air, you said to me that parents and students are understandably are somewhat hesitant to go to Israel at this time, but they felt that what better time to go than when they feel hesitant to go? Was that sort of the attitude that was being felt around the Yeshiva of Flatbush over the last few days?
Yes, it's very interesting. You know, when we sent out the indication of interest form, we were flooded between alumni and parents of the adults wanting to go. Within 2 days, we had close to 70 people sign up that they would like to participate in one of what will hopefully be several missions we'll be doing over the next 6 weeks. But the students who ended up joining, about 8 to 10 students, some with their parents, some seniors by themselves. In all cases, I think the parents and the kids are hesitant in the sense that, look, it's not the most stable of situations right now, but they understand that for a trip like this to be its most impactful and meaningful, to wait till this situation stabilizes, Bezrat Hashem, relatively soon, with a victory, Bezrat Hashem, misses the point of these types of missions. Going precisely because it's not a vacation. It's not a normal tour. Yep. It's to go when they need us most, and especially the kids who are going and the parents who are sending them and many, many people supporting it. What better way to show our solidarity and support that we're sending our children to you?
And there's so much,
back and now.
And there's so much work to be done, folks. It is obviously the key to the trip is obviously demonstrating support and love for our brothers and sisters in Israel. And believe you me, they appreciate it. We know this firsthand. But there's so much work to be done. If anybody just walks in with a group of kids into a hotel where they are housing refugees and gives out, I don't know, gifts or small little gifts, whatever the case may be, you have no idea what that does to change the mood for youngsters who are trapped, and I am using that word, in a hotel situation, what they believe will be for months. And obviously, there's a million other things to be done. But at the minimum, that's just one example of how teenagers can go and relate to the people that are their age and meet them up close and personal and give them a little chizuk. Rabbi Hertzberg, this trip will, please God, leave on Saturday night?
Bezrat Hashem, this Motzi Shabbos, we're leaving this Saturday night. We're staying for on the ground about 3.5 days. Right when we get there Sunday afternoon, we're right away going to the rehabilitation center at Tel HaShomer.
Wow.
To work with the soldiers. Also, we'll be having General Victor Kalani meet us there. Wow. To meet the group as well as talk to the soldiers there. They'll do a barbecue for them. And, you know, late in the week, we're going to be getting together with Rav Grossman, who I think is housing and working with some 4,000 displaced people. So we'll be working with him. And obviously a lot of other things where we've adopted the Moshav of Shlomit that are now current in Kfar Etzion. We'll be working with them one day with Rav Yimon a lot. So we're really trying to make it every minute count.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. You have filled your schedule with so many meaningful things. These teenagers, obviously, and their parents and whatever faculty is joining you, they will never forget this. Rabbi Hertzberg, I'm going to go out on a limb. Because some schools, I bet, are hesitant to arrange these trips because they're not sure what to do in Israel. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you are willing to consult with any school, any principal, any president of a school, any lay leader of a school who wants to put together a mission now to Israel. You will be more than happy to share all of that information with them.
150%, and I have to say, we're talking about Achlus right now. Every mission that's been there and come back, it's just overwhelming how everyone's reaching out to each other to give ideas. You know, normally we think with these missions, people are in competition. My mission's better than yours. Everyone is sharing information. Do this, do that. Don't, you know? It's just overwhelming. How you've never seen anything like this. And absolutely, call me, email me. We're in this together to do it. It's just overwhelming. Everyone helping out one another to make these missions the most impactful and meaningful.
It's pretty amazing. And Yeshiva Flatbush deserves all the kudos. And now we want to do the same thing for other schools and shuls and groups. You don't have to be a school, by the way. We've volunteered Rabbi Hertzberg to help out any group that wants information. You don't have to be a school. You could be a men's club. You could be a sisterhood. You could be a synagogue group. You could be a group from work that just wants to pick up for a few days and go join a solidarity mission. Whatever it is, he'll be more than happy to consult and tell you what needs to be done and what direction to go in order to maximize your time in the Holy Land. And it's no secret that the people in Israel find out about all of this. I mean, there's plenty of avenues now to spread the word about these missions. And Rabbi Dr. Hertzberg, you know from past experience, just like I experienced last week, that there is an incredible level of appreciation and thankfulness on the part of the people and the soldiers of Israel when they see that people have shown up from different parts of the world. The whole thing is just incredible. I'm going to try to add Steve Adelsberg to this phone conversation. We'll see if that works. I'm going to try to add Steve Adelsberg and get his comments. But Rabbi Hertzberg, I'm sure you know this, that there's just a level of thankfulness and appreciation that is so wonderful, so beautiful, and just adds to the unity and achdus that's being promoted at this time.
100%, and this level of hakarat tov to the people of Israel, all they're doing, of course, to the chayalim. By the way, as someone suggested to me, we're also to show appreciation to the El Al flight attendants and pilots who also are doing tremendous work helping out back and forth. In fact, one of the caterers we deal with is baking me cookies in the shape of El Al airplanes to give out to the flight attendants.
By the way, I hope
I don't drop them.
The rumor is that they're short staffed because of the Army Reserve. So the people that you're talking about, the pilots and flight attendants, are actually also under tremendous pressure at this time.
Tremendous. So he told me it's my contribution. He's making me a bunch of cookies in the shape of blue airplanes with the blue and the El Al logo on it, and so that we can give that together with some Tehillim that we're going to give to the flight attendants when we get on board Bezrat Hashem.
I absolutely love it. All right, a statement from Steve Adelsberg, who's with us live via telephone. You know, or some of you may not know, that he has been involved not only as a student as an alum, but as a lay leader at the Yeshiva Flatbush as well. I can only imagine the pride that he and his family are feeling that the Yeshiva Flatbush again is leading the way and heading to Israel in just a few days on what we know as the first Yeshiva League Chizuk mission to Israel. Steve, good morning to you. What are your feelings as the Yeshiva Flatbush takes on this leadership role?
Well, as I say, we're just doing what we can do and what we are able to do. And we're all doing it. It's not just Yeshiva Flatbush. It's everyone who's very much concerned in every aspect. This is, you know, October 7th, as we all know, is a day, I don't say the word of FDR of infamy, but it's a game changer. And it's a game changer that we're seeing things that we never saw before, good things, things that we are, you know, we have a certain kind of an achdus that at the end of the day, we're all in this together. At the end of the day, people who never understood this before now understand this, that this is, we are in this together and we will get out of this together. But the word is together. And at the Yeshiva Flatbush, I remember 30 years ago, I went with Yeshiva Flatbush students to the former Soviet Union. And I was, you know, and that was an unbelievable trip that started back in 1988. And we're able to do this, and all the other schools are doing this. And that's something that we all have to keep focused on. Focus on the fact that Eretz Yisrael is what we have. It's like, you know, as I said, you know, one of the things of the miracles of Eretz Yisrael, there were six miracles of Eretz Yisrael. Shev Rav Salvechik said in Kol Dodid Defek, but the Rav said, Rav Shalom, that he said back in 1956, and then it was the anniversary of Yom HaAtzmaut, and he said there were six miracles. And the last two miracles are the ones that we are feeling right now. The miracle of Eretz Yisrael was number, the fifth miracle that the Rav said was, A, we have a place to go to. We have a land. We didn't have that for 2,000 years. We could go somewhere. And, of course, the sixth miracle that the Rav said, if you hit us, we're going to hit you back harder.
Because we have the capability of doing
it. Yeah.
Because we have the capability of doing that. That's the miracle. Jews in the last 2,000 exactly. years did not have the capability to do that. God has given us that miraculous ability.
We can't take it for granted.
Amazing.
And not to, you know, we'll decide how this happened some other time.
Yeah.
Right now, we have to be together. We have to be forward. It's forward thinking. The sacrifice that they're making in Israel is unbelievable. I mean, take 400,000 people out of the workforce, like I said before. That doesn't happen over, that happened overnight.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, okay, let's build this up. No. On October 8th, that's what was going on. And Eretz Yisrael is a missing step. We're seeing, you know, none of us could get through the day because all the videos, all the social media that we're getting. And which is we see what's going on there. You never saw that before.
Well said, Mr. Adelsberg. The pain and anguish that our brothers and sisters are going through in Israel, some of it dissipates when they understand and realize that there are Jews around the world who care. We say kudos to the Yeshiva of Flatbush, among the first to head to Israel as a group. We encourage everybody to follow in their lead. Arrange your own solidarity missions to Israel if you contact Rabbi Hertzberg, and you could do so through us, through the Yeshiva of Flatbush. If you contact Rabbi Hertzberg, he will tell you that it is doable and will give you a lot of tremendous advice and great tips about how to get it done. And all we can keep on doing is encourage people to go, show support, and show love for our brothers and sisters. Yeshiva Flatbush Group, faculty, parents, students, administration, lay leaders, those who want to participate from all those categories will be leaving this coming Saturday night, and we say kol hakavod. Rabbi Hertzberg, what can I say other than nesia tova, stay safe.
Thank you.
Do all the things that you just mentioned to us that you've planned to do, because it will make such a difference to our brothers and sisters in Israel. I know you know that, but sometimes students and those who are going along need to hear that. They need to know that what they're doing really, really has a major impact.
You can't imagine the sense of mission these kids are feeling right now.
Oh.
It's just...
Oh.
It's incredible. Incredible.
In this generation, a generation that always gets criticized about a lack of sense of mission. Look at those kids in our community, everybody. Look what they're doing. Look at how they're feeling as they're about to leave after Shabbat for Israel. Steve Adelsberg, kol hakavod. I know you're very proud. You're always proud of Yeshiva Flatbush and, of course, some of the great places that you're affiliated with that have that always demonstrate great love for Israel. Kol hakavod to you and all the lay leaders. And what can I say other than I hope it's a very, very successful and safe mission?
We're all trying to get back to the Achdus of 1967.
Yeah.
And this Achdus is unbelievable. And I will just leave you one word, Nachum.
Sure.
I remember this was in an article in Newsweek back in 67. And it said, give until it hurts. And if it doesn't hurt, you haven't given enough.
As we continue to witness a lot of people, kol hakavod in our community, taking from their disposable income that used to go to other purposes, and it's amazing how many of these stories I'm hearing now, and giving it to Israel. You heard what Steve Adelsberg just said? You got to give till it hurts, and that's for all of us. Steve, kol hakavod, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nachum.
Rabbi Hertzberg, Nesia Tova. We'll hear you about a half hour from now with Israel at 75. And I'm sure you'll be bringing back some amazing tales as well. Looking forward to hearing about those. More coming up, everybody. It is a Tuesday morning edition of JM in the AM.